Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Yeah. County fair in the country sun.
And everything is true.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. It's a little bit of entrepreneurial nirvana, ladies and gentlemen. When you get there, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget the thousands of archives that you can listen to. Don't forget the replay. This show is available for 24 hours on a replay, on demand, whenever you want it. And also hundreds and hundreds of articles written by me and by my Brain Trust members, and also links to the Brain Trust members, more about them, and even a little bit about our new friend. Elisa Southard is with us, and Elisa is a lady who helps people make sure they get their marketing message out there. It helps them to understand how to be more effective with their marketing message. She's the author of a new book called Break Through the Noise, 9 Tools to Propel Your Marketing Message. She's our new friend, Elisa Southard. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Jim. Thank you. I'm just thrilled to be here, especially now during the time of the Olympics. You know, it's such a time of inspiration, and it's great to be part of your mission to inspire business owners to go for the gold all year round.
I appreciate you making that little message timely. I agree with you. I'll tell you, I'm a big fan of the Olympics. I love watching the Olympics because I'm so proud of the Olympians. Those folks, most of them, many of them train for years. I mean, not just this year, not just the last 4 years. Some of them train for 8-12 years just to be able to make an Olympic team. May never get a medal. They don't, you know, many of them, they train at their own expense. They don't have a sponsor or a backer. And it's an amazing example of entrepreneurialism, isn't it?
Boy, it sure is. It's just like many business owners. And you know, Jim, they have to market themselves too. And I'd like to start out this morning just by talking a little bit about what is this thing, marketing? It means so many different things to people. But what I'd like to say, the type of marketing that we're going to talk about in this segment is more than brochures. It's more than flyers. It's getting out there and being your own best advocate, as you talk about being your small business advocate, but it's creating an emotional involvement with people and setting the stage so that when you come along with your message and specifically talk about the sales process, which I think is very different from marketing, the stage is already set. Just like you said it in an interview with that wonderful music, which, by the way, I love.
Thanks.
And then you've got a great introduction. That sets the stage for the interview. And that's really the purpose of marketing.
Well, it's connecting with people, isn't it? And in the definition that you gave and what I just said, we didn't say anything about the mechanical approach to that, did we? I mean,
no,
it could be a lot of different ways. It could be the spoken word, the written word. It could be just a thought. I mean, something, an emotion that people have when they think about you.
That's right. But you know, there are lots of access points to marketing, Jim, and I'd like to give a gift right now to each of our listeners out there about a mechanical way to start your marketing.
All
because
right.
I know many times people just grimace. But what I'd like everybody to do, especially if you're allergic to marketing, is get a pen right now and write down, I am. And then I want you to cross that out. And I want you to write next to it, I can. So that's the first tip of today, to start changing your thinking from, I am a dentist. You know, for example, dentists talk about tooth decay. Nobody wants to talk about tooth decay, right? So how about we say, I can give anybody a great smile? You know, instead of, you know, yes, I think recently, yesterday, you were talking about someone that had a barbecue sauce business.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, well, rather than, I am a food maker, how about, I can put your taste buds on fire.
And
now
what you've just done, and this is so important, is you have just converted the message from being all about me to being all about my customer.
Exactly. Because
that's so important, isn't it, in marketing?
Boy, it sure is, Jim, because you want people to be interested, but in this day and age, asking someone to be interested in what you do is a big job.
It's all about with them, isn't it? What's in it for me?
Yeah, exactly. So you've got to show them in a way that they know that you can help them and build up to interest, because expecting someone to be interested when they're thinking about what they have to do tomorrow, or they're thinking about their kids, or they're thinking about a client, is really a tall task. So there are some of these entry points. And the first one is change your thinking and your speaking from I am to I can. And if anybody wants to work with that, there are some powerful verbs in Break Through the Noise on page 33. I'll just give you a couple of them just to get started. I can encourage. I can foster. You know, I can protect identity. I can help you capitalize on opportunities. So you want to start using some strong verbs. You know, instead of I am a chiropractor, how about I can alleviate pain? Mm. Wouldn't that feel great? Would get rid of some of those backaches that people don't talk about.
Well, not only the good thing about what you're saying, Alisa, is not only are you helping the customer, excuse me, to understand what you're all about. Every time you say that out loud or you write it down, you're reorienting you and your own and your entire organization around focusing on this, because so much of our time is spent focused, and this is one of my big pet peeves now, my new pet peeves, is how much time companies spend focusing on themselves and the competition and not on the customer.
Ah, good point, Jim. Boy, that's a really good point. And the other thing is, when you do this and you have your focus, then when you walk into any marketing situation, whether it's just bumping into someone at a conference that you never expect to see, whether it's a formal meeting, the Rotary meeting, the Chamber of Commerce meeting, a fundraiser, you will then have in your pocket your messages. So you, the opportunity for you to get tongue-tied is going to be pretty low. Now, you may not use them, but you know you've got these key words that you can weave into a conversation. And that will help you nail down your point. And your point, again, is maybe, I can help you celebrate. If you're a tax preparer, boy, I can keep you out of jail.
Mm-hmm.
You see, and that'll get the, yeah, let's keep the conversation going here. And by keeping it going, we're really doing the best thing that marketing can do, and that is to create demand for more information, which leads you to an official sales cycle in the future.
Alisa, stand by. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We're visiting with Alisa Southard. She's the author of the new book, Break Through the Noise. And we're talking about how to make sure you get your marketing message out there. When we come back, I'm going to ask Alisa to help us make sure we do this without getting tongue-tied. She talks about that in her book, 20 After. Stay with us.
On the highway, looking for adventure, and whatever comes our way.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime.
We're back, it's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our new friend, Alisa Southard. She is the author of Break Through the Noise. Alisa, give us your website. Tell us where your books are available.
Okay, Jim. BreakThroughTheNoise.com has some fun things on it. And also, if you're not by your computer, you can order the book on the telephone at 1-800-BOOKLOG. All right. I'll tell you what I'm going to do just for today. You know, when you order the book, you automatically get a free downloadable little pocket marketing guide, which will just take you through some wonderful exercises about how you're going to use these specific tools. But also today, if you give the operators your email address and say that you heard me on your mention your name, Jim, I'll email you a bonus chapter.
All right.
There's one I wrote after the book came out, and I really want everybody to have that.
I appreciate that. And give us that's breakthroughthenoise.com, and give us the phone number again.
It's 1-800-BOOKLOG.
All right. And if you're calling and you don't know anything about the book, it's is it 1995 U.S.?
Yeah, 1995 U.S.
All right. And right. So but check that out, folks. And is it available anywhere else besides on the phone number and your website yet?
Well, there is in some bookstores out in California.
Okay.
But the best
right.
thing is, yeah, either
The website.
The phone or the website,
okay,
yeah.
Sounds good. Okay, Elise, how do we, you talk about how to get your marketing message out without getting tongue-tied. Tell us what you mean by that.
Well, usually, Jim, you know, people will go, professionals who are very highly technically talented, I've seen this many times working with clients over the years, will go to a function or will go to an event, and first of all, they'll just be like a Siamese twins with the people that they come with. Yeah, you've seen it. Yeah. And as soon as they venture out of their technical area, they don't know what to say, or they start floundering, or they feel, I shouldn't have to be doing this. I've earned my stripes. Why do I have to be giving out business cards, which is not what I'm talking about? So what I mean by not getting tongue-tied is having some few strong messages that you can weave into a conversation. And it's easy to get those messages. There's a story I talk about in a chapter called Nail It Down about this wonderful investment advisor who got this memo one day, and it said, we're changing the way that you need to charge your clients. His whole income was threatened. And he called up, he said, I don't know what we're going to do here. I don't want to lose my client base. The guys down the hall started just sending out letters saying the program changed. But instead, we took a look at it, and he swapped sides. First thing to do to not get tongue-tied is, as you mentioned earlier, is to have something that's of interest to the person that you're talking to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you want to sit down and ask yourself a few questions. And one is, what predators are closing in on my prospects, on the people I'm going to meet this afternoon? You know, if you're not familiar with the organization that's sponsoring the event that you're going to or the conference that you're attending, go on the website, find out, and you'll find something of interest to them. What new challenges are they facing? And you talked about focus. What do they need to focus at this time? And what information are they missing?
So you're saying that instead of going in there and my message being all about me, my message that I would take into there would be, what about them? What about the customer?
Exactly, because what you want to do is you want your message to resonate with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and if you're telling them about your stuff, then you're just another person that's hawking some stuff.
Exactly.
But if you're able to demonstrate to them that you actually know a little bit about them, then they're going to give you some time and some attention, aren't they?
They sure will. And many times people know who they want to meet at various functions. Mm-hmm. And all you have to do right now, right, we're so fortunate that Google is now a verb. You could go on the internet, you know, use the internet and Google their name. Find out what you can about them. If for some reason you don't find anything, you know the industry that they're in.
Mm-hmm.
And find out the trade show. Usually the largest trade shows have information about that industry. And then you'll have these points. And then all you have to do, Jim, is match them up with your own passion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And,
well,
you know,
and it's amazing. It's amazing how a conversation can flow from you asking them and knowing a little bit about them and asking them something about themselves. It's amazing how the conversation can go from being stilted and maybe not existent to a full-blown business relationship just because you broke the ice with some information about them.
Exactly. And not only that, Jim, but it'll stop the conversation from just going just cold.
Right.
Here's an example. Yeah, I went to a function once, and there was incoming chamber president, and I asked him, I said, Joe, you know, what's your priorities? What are you going to work on next year? And he looked at me and he said, well, Elisa, we're just in the planning stages. Whoops. You know, he didn't have his 3 points.
He missed it, didn't he?
He missed it because he didn't swap sides. He didn't think about, now that he was a community leader, people are going to walk up to him on the street and ask him what's going on. Fortunately, someone else rescued him. Another chamber member was there and just said, boom, we're working on, you know, a new job for him.
So he either needs to get his cornflakes together or make sure that other person is always with him, right? Thanks, Elisa. Give us your website again.
It's breakthroughthenoise.com.
That's also the title of the book, without the .com. Elisa, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time.
And thanks for helping people go for the goal. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Elisa Southard, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. I'll be right back with Doug Stives. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.